RNZ Pacific, Malo le Soifua, and Moira Tuila e Patela with the news. A tsunami warning is in place for all of the islands of Tonga. The eruption of the underwater volcano Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai earlier yesterday created tsunami waves measuring between 20 and 30 centimetres that were measured at Nuku'alofa just after midday. The director of Tonga's Meteorology and Coastal Services, Ofa Fa'anunu, says that the tsunami warning will remain in place until today while the ocean is erratic.
So the warnings that have gone out to the public is to stay away from beaches and from the low-lying coastal areas. Don't go out swimming and any fishing activities to delay until we see the sea state settle.
Fijian authorities have begun a massive cleanup following flood damage caused by Tropical Cyclone Cody, which is currently heading into the New Zealand waters. The country's military have begun nationwide distribution of food rations, as Lieve Morvono reports from Suva.
The National Disaster Management Office wants to make sure the more than 4,000 people in evacuation centres are able to safely return home. The Minister for Rural and Maritime Development and Disaster Management, Inia Seruratu, says all roads are open and major infrastructure, including power, is returning to normal. Teams of civil servants and the military have been directed to work with municipal councils to restore economic activity. Meanwhile, the country faces an active trough of low pressure, which continues to affect the northern and eastern parts of Fiji.
And people in Tairawhiti in Aotearoa are being urged to check on family and friends in the area as Cyclone Cody approaches. The Gisborne region is carefully planning for the possible impacts of the cyclone, which is due to hit late Sunday. Civil Defence Emergency Manager Ben Green says that they're treating it as a worst-case scenario, particularly with people holidaying in remote coastal areas.
We've had emergency services, namely rural police, volunteer fire brigades, people just doing sort of courtesy calls, informing, and for some people it has been actually news that there is something coming.
Ben Green says that river levels are being monitored and there's been additional cleaning of sewers and stormwater pipes. Samoa's opposition leader and former Prime Minister Tuila Epasaitlele Malielengoe has been admitted to the Tupua Tamasese Meole Hospital in Apia, suffering from fever and apparent body weakness. Newsline Samoa reports Tuila Epa was admitted for general observation and rest on Thursday night. Supporters said that the 76-year-old veteran politician has not slowed down since losing the 2021 general elections and was even working throughout the holiday season. Lawyers for Novak Djokovic have appeared before an Australian judge to try to stop him being deported after the government cancelled his visa in a row over COVID rules. The world's top men's tennis player, who hasn't been vaccinated, had been due to defend his title at the Australian Open next week. Here's the BBC's Russell Fuller.
Djokovic will be able to spend 4 hours with his lawyers on Saturday, but will have two Australian Border Force officials for company. He will then return to an asylum hotel overnight before a hearing which will determine whether he can begin the defence of his Australian Open title. Judge Anthony Kelly warned in a preliminary hearing on Friday evening that his grounds for appeal are much narrower than they were in Monday's successful challenge. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says he cancelled the Serb's visa on health and good order grounds and in the public interest. And unless an exception is made, Djokovic will not be eligible for a visa for the next 3 years.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is under renewed pressure following fresh allegations that two parties were held in Downing Street on the weekend of Prince Philip's funeral. The Daily Telegraph reports the gatherings took place in April 2021 when COVID restrictions banned indoor mixing between households. Telegraph political correspondent Tony Diver broke the story and says the April 2021 gatherings involve senior staff.
One of the leading dues was for James Slack, who at the time was Boris Johnson's Director of Communications, so that was one of the most senior people in Number 10. And it would have been people around him, civil servants, advisors who were there. We think between the two parties, there were about 30 members of staff who were enjoying themselves. We also know that Boris Johnson himself wasn't at the parties. He'd gone to his country residence. We can say for sure that a lot of the people working right at the heart of government were there that evening.
Mr. Johnson's office has now apologised to the Queen. Almost half of all US states are struggling to care for hospitalised COVID-19 patients. Hospitals in 24 states have reported that they're close to capacity as the Omicron variant continues to spread rapidly across the country. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Hospitalisations have risen dramatically in the last week, at a time when even more doctors and nurses are calling in sick themselves. In 24 of the 50 US states, at least 80% of hospital beds are now occupied, and 85% of ICU beds are full. The US is seeing an average of more than 800,000 new cases a day, a jump of over 130% in the last fortnight, with half of all US states reporting their highest weekly caseloads of the entire pandemic. The White House has promised to mobilize 1,000 military personnel to help out in hospitals in the hardest hit states.
Tonga is lifting a restriction to allow the repatriation of over 300 passengers from New Zealand and Vanuatu next week. The new Minister for Health, Saia Pukala, says the change is repatriating from countries with COVID-19 in the community. Dr. Pukala says the government has agreed for the repatriation flight from New Zealand next Thursday. He says while there are new cases with the new variant Omicron there, he adds these cases were at the border or in quarantine facilities, which will help to reduce the risk of COVID-19 getting into Tonga. Another new protocol is that passengers must self-quarantine at home for 1 week before they travel, and passengers must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 before they can be repatriated to Tonga. A Samoan police constable has been charged with obtaining by deception over claims she took money for passports and police reports for those applying for the RSE scheme. It's alleged that Sialele Malatapu also took payments from people who were subject to legal action for unpaid loans. The charge was confirmed by Assistant Police Commissioner Papali Efo Moalele in response to questions from Radio Polynesia. Papali added that more charges will be filed in this case, but the obtaining by deception is the hold charge. Sialele is remanded out on bail and is scheduled to appear before the Supreme Court in February. In sport, Travis Head scored a century to help Australia recover to be 241-6 after day one of the fifth final Ashes test against England in Hobart. After being asked to bat first, Australia was 12-3 at one stage. Meanwhile, Keegan Peterson scored 82 as South Africa completed a wicket 7 victory in the third test at Newlands and a 2-1 series win over world number one India. And the Breakers have been beaten 89-78 by Melbourne United in their ANBL game in Hobart. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.